This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up on our program, a conversation about a new play about the African-American experience with diabetes.
But first, for the past 2 days, we have been gripped by the surreal pictures of that huge cruise ship, the Costa Concordia, flipped on its side off the coast of Tuscany. Well, today, Italian divers pulled 5 more bodies from the crippled vessel, bringing the death toll to 11, with some 20 people still missing.
It appears that the captain of the ship, Francesco Schettino, was largely responsible for much of what happened. For a little local expertise on this story, we turn to Admiral Richard Gernon. He's president of the Mass Maritime Academy on Buzzards Bay. And Admiral Gernon, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Anthony.
So the latest reports from Italy suggest that Captain Schettino steered the ship close to shore because he decided to do the equivalent of a flyby, intentionally deviating from his course to show off his beautiful ship to the folks on the island. What do you make of that when you hear that?
I'm surprised that he did it. Captains of cruise liners are very experienced. They don't get this job without years and years and years of training and practice. But having said that, we're talking about human nature. I used to fly airplanes for the Navy, and flybys and low approaches and what really amounts to stupid acts are sort of germane to the human being, and that's what happens.
Mm. Captain Schettino said he hit a ledge of rocks that weren't charted. Is that credible, that a ledge of rocks off the very busy Tuscan coast wouldn't be charted?
No, the Tuscan coast has been charted since the Roman Empire. The current bathothermic measurements in those areas are accurate to plus or minus a couple of feet. From the looks of the hole in her port side, it was at least 10 to 15 feet below the waterline, which means that he made a mistake by more than 10 or 15 feet and was obviously way too close to shore. If you look at the chart in that area of the island of Giglio, you can see the rocks that jut out on its east side. He just mistook his position. He was, as airplane would say, he was doing visual flight rules. He was flying by the seat of his pants, came in too close, wasn't looking at the chart, and holed his port side.
Now, the Costa Concordia is part of a new generation of these huge cruise ships. It carried 4,200 passengers. I'm curious, what complications or challenges do these new enormous ships bring to the world of navigating?
Actually, it's never a navigation problem. They have GPS on board that will pinpoint their position plus or minus 30 feet. And maneuverability is not an issue because they've got bow thrusters and stern thrusters and can literally spin this ship on a dime. And although they are the size of the Empire State Building laid on its side, they are phenomenally maneuverable.
The captain has been getting a lot of heat for leaving the ship on a lifeboat before all the passengers were evacuated. There's an amazing recording that no doubt you've heard released just yesterday in which an Italian Coast Guard official orders him to return to the sinking ship to direct the rescue. So Schettino is claiming that he's directing the rescue operation from a lifeboat, but the Coast Guard official is ordering him in no uncertain terms to go back on board. My question is there any circumstance in which it would be appropriate for a captain to leave a sinking ship ahead of the passengers?
No, it's unconscionable. As a leader, it is his responsibility. The 4,000 people on that vessel have entrusted their lives to him. He should literally be the last one off.
Now, in the footage from inside the ship that's also been on the internet, we've seen passengers looking very panicked and afraid. They were told repeatedly to stay calm, stay put. Of course, it wasn't. Where do you think the captain went wrong in organizing this evacuation?
This is pure conjecture.
Of course.
But here at the Maritime Academy, we train people to, when an emergency happens, even before you know the full extent of it, get all of the people appropriately positioned. Rather than say, everything is fine, continue to eat dinner, I think the more prudent step would have been to say, we believe we have everything under control, but just to be safe, would everyone please go to your stateroom, get your life jacket, and muster at lifeboat stations. I am sure all will be well, but just for preparedness, let's all be ready.
Finally, the cruise industry is notoriously unregulated. These ships are often registered in places like Liberia. They cruise in international waters. Does this incident, this tragedy, point to the need for tighter regulations of the cruise ship industry, do you think?
One of the regulations that I feel certain will change is the one that says you must have an emergency evacuation and fire drill within 24 hours after leaving port. That's like having your emergency drill on an airplane after you've already lifted off. It may be too late, and in this case, obviously it was.
Yeah, the ship was only 8 hours from port.
Most maritime regulations are written in blood. This change, which I feel certain will come, will require all passengers, all crew members to demonstrate their safety precautions and evacuation to appropriate Coast Guard personnel before they get underway.
Admiral Richard Gernon, thanks so much. We appreciate your input today. We really do.
Happy to help, Anthony.
That's Admiral Richard Gernon. He's president of the Mass Maritime Academy on Buzzards Bay.
Up next, diabetes and the African American experience on stage in Sugar. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.